Mishnah Hey. The mitzvah which one fulfills during the stage of Magid, of telling over the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, is really one of two mitzvahs. First, there's a mitzvah of Higadta Levincha, that you should tell your children on the first night of Pesach all about Yetzias Mitzrayim. And the second mitzvah is also Sipri Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a more general mitzvah on Seder night to tell over the story and discuss Yetzias Mitzrayim. Now, what does one need to do in order to fulfill this obligation? And there's a discussion as to which of those two obligations we're discussing. But Beazimir ben Gamliel, Ha'imir ben Gamliel would say, Kol shlo omar shlosh dvarim elu ba-Pesach. Anybody who would not mention and explain the significance of the following three things on Leil HaSeder, on Seder night, the first night of Pesach, lo yotzi dechivasai, has not fulfilled his obligation either of Vehigadta Levincha or of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Ve'elu hein. And the following those three things. Number one, Pesach, the Korban Pesach. Number two, Matzah, the eating of the matzah, and number three, morar, the significance of the eating of the morar. So what exactly is the explanation of those three things? So Pesach, the korban Pesach is eaten, and the significance of it is al shum shepasach ha-mokam ha-boti ha-besin v'mitzrayim. It's to commemorate the fact that Hashem skipped over the houses of our forefathers in Mitzrayim. During Makas Bechoros, he only killed the firstborns in the Egyptian houses, but he skipped over the Jewish houses. Matzah. Why do we eat matzah? Because they were redeemed from Mitzrayim, or in Mitzrayim, and as we know, there wasn't necessarily enough time for the bread, for the dough to rise properly. So this commemorates the Yetzias Mitzrayim. Moreover, thirdly, the bitter vegetable which is eaten, that is to commemorate the fact that the Egyptians embittered the lives of our forefathers in Egypt, and the lives of the Jews were very bitter and difficult as a result of the slavery. Says the Mishnah, very famously again, B'chol dor v'dor. In every generation, Chayv Adam Leris is Atzmai, and a person is obligated to view himself, K'ilu hu yotza Mitzrayim, as if he left Mitzrayim himself. Not just that this happened to the generations way back then, but he's got to view himself as if he went through Yetzias Mitzrayim. Shneimar, as the Pasuk says, V'higadta levincha v'yayim ahu lemur. And you should tell your son on that day, saying, Ba'avur zeh, because of this, Osa Hashem li, but say, see Mitzrayim. Hashem did this for me when I left Mitzrayim. When he recounts all of the miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, he says that it happens to him. That it happened to him. He went through it. So you see from there that one needs to view himself as if he went through Yetzias Mitzrayim. And that is really the main focus of the Seder night, to make that realization real. And to really feel that one has left Mitzrayim. Now, the end of the stage of Magid, or towards the end at least, after he's recounted what happened in Yetzias Mitzrayim and the slavery, he should then say, Lefichach, therefore, after all of these miracles, Anachnu Chayovim, we are obligated, Lehoidos, Lehalel, Leshabeach, Lefoyer, Lerobim, Lehadel, Levorach, Le'alel, Lekales. These are all different terms of praising Hashem, blessing Hashem, glorifying Hashem, Lemish Osola Viseinu Velonu, to the one who performed for our forefathers and for us, Eskalan Nisim Elu, all of these miracles. Again, we're saying that he did it for us as well, as we explained above. He took us out from slavery to freedom, from sadness to joy, from mourning to a festival, and from darkness to a great light, and from being slaves to ultimate redemption, and we will say before him, we will say for Hashem, Halleluka, which refers to the Hallel, and at this stage, at least the first half of Hallel is recited at the end of Magid on the Seder night.